Hello?
Hi, sorry, ma'am. It's me, Matthew. I am so sorry. I think we got cut off there. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as I said I was for Trump, it's like you hung up, and I thought,
That was very suspicious, right? I am so sorry, ma'am.
That's all right.
Let's go ahead and continue. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to go with a fair, leaning between fair and poor.
Okay. Which one would you lean more towards, just fair or poor?
I hate it. You know, here I say I'm supporting the teachers and everything, but you think we're going in the wrong direction. I'm going to give it more of a poor.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Well, then what?
It's either public or charter.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know that much about charter schools. I've never had much knowledge, so I can't. That's another one I really can't put one way or the other. But I guess I go with charter.
That's somewhat better, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means of to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools are doing at preparing students for each of the following? You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means, yes, public schools prepare them very well, 5, somewhat well, and 0 means that the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic.
Okay.
Choosing a number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Develop social skills from 0 to 10. How well do you think you're helping them there?
Well, I think that's up to the parents as well. So I'm just going to give it a 5. I'm just going to be right in the middle.
Thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
Reading, writing, and math.
How
well
do you
pulled
think
so far away from that because in Massachusetts we're teaching to the MCAS. So I'm going to give them a 3.
Okay. Be ready for higher education like college. How well do you think they're prepared?
Well, I tell you, that depends on where you live and the region. That depends on so much. That's kind of a hard one to answer. It depends on, you know, what area you're talking about. You see what I'm saying? It's really kind of hard to answer that one. So I'll just say in the middle. I'll just give it a 5 then. I'm just kind of...
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
I don't like that stuff. I'm giving it a 2.
A 2, okay. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
I think they're teaching more of that because they have to. So I guess I would give it a 7.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. How well do you think they're preparing them?
I think tech school for the answer, but that's not your question. I'm going to give them a 4.
Okay, got you. All right. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, not enough, on public school education?
Okay, we kind of broke up. Can you start over?
Yes. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
It broke up again, so I'm not sure what I heard
I'm
all
so
but
sorry.
You barely started it and then it goes click, 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 and I don't know what, and that's an important part of what you're asking me.
Can you hear me now or I'm still getting cut off?
I can hear you. No, you're okay right now.
Okay. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Oh, okay. Probably not enough.
Okay, thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
It's just what I hear on TV, and I mean, it isn't even something that I talk a lot about with friends because we just don't want to go there, you know? I don't like the whole thing. Let's put it like that.
Okay, we have here a lot, a little, or nothing at all. How much have you heard, read, or seen?
Oh, a little.
A little. Okay. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Wow, I don't know how to even answer that one because I'm not knowledgeable on it, to tell you the truth. So I'm just going to pass on that one. I don't want to give an answer and it doesn't make sense.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little, because it's not a lot in our area. We live in the country, and it isn't pushed like it is in the big cities and stuff.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I think they should be allowed to, but at the same time, I don't think they need to be doing that in school. I think they need to get back to the reading, writing, arithmetic. So I don't know if that really answers it.
Which one would you lean to more? Is you support or you agree or disagree?
I don't think they need to be discussing it in schools. I mean, they can touch on it, but I don't think I'd rather see them do the other basic.
So that's
skills.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I guess I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I think they should be able to. Yes, I do. They have to have input.
Okay, so they should be able to, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you disagree with that statement because here they say shouldn't be able to dictate, and you think they should. So
I
you disagree somewhat or strongly?
You put me where I should be, but I think they should be able to voice their opinion.
Okay, so with this statement, you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I agree that they should be able to voice their opinion. Is that what you want?
No, yes, I understand that. Because
okay.
Here the statement says individual parents shouldn't be able. So you don't agree with the statement. Yeah, yes. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Don't
you don't
agree
with the
statement? Right. I do not agree with the statement.
So strongly disagree. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
I'm just going to say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Somewhat disagree. All right, let's move forward here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you support it or oppose. The first one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal with improperly with racial issues. You support or support? You oppose or support, sorry.
I know. The thing is, it's like it's almost in the middle because it just depends so much on the books they're actually talking about. So in other words, you're asking me if parents should be allowed to separate those books from being in their library, right?
Yeah, protecting educators' right. Well, I'm sorry. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries. Yeah, so here's giving them a chance to challenge a book. If they find that, if they see pornographic or books that deal improperly with racial issues. So do you oppose or
I think parents should be allowed to, so I agree. Is that right?
So somewhat support or strongly support?
Oh, I'm going to go somewhat. No, I want somewhat. Because there's a point.
Somewhat. All right. Got you. Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Oh, God. This sexuality stuff is crazy. So I think I oppose it. I'm sorry. It's just that these questions are, you know, when you start thinking about them. So I don't think that teachers should be allowed to teach that. Is that what it's all about?
No, here is like they're saying that we should protect the educator's right to free speech. So you don't agree with this, in other words.
Right, right.
Okay, so somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, got you.
Yeah.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And increasing discipline in schools.
Well, that I agree with it, but it'll never happen. You can't even say no anymore.
Somewhat.
So.
Somewhat or strongly?
That they should be able to, right?
Yeah, increasing discipline in schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly, right?
Yes.
Got you. All right. So some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Okay, here we go on this one. I would say I oppose it. I would be for it if they would also teach about the American Indian and maybe more emphasis on our veterans and not just simply the Black curriculum. I think it should be more diverse than just simply that. So I guess I have to disagree. I don't think they should be doing that.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I oppose.
Okay. Let's have a look here. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
You strongly oppose. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
But you know what I mean? You see what that question really does? I mean, that's when these surveys come out. I mean, it's because it has to be everyone. I mean, what about the American Indian? What about, you know, our veterans? What, you know, we need it all. It makes it look like I'm a racist or something by saying that, but that's not the way I feel. It's just that if you're going to do it, by God, do it for everyone, you know? So, okay, you can go on now. I'm done ranting.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all.
Okay.
You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Now, the first one. History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. And so, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve the more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Oh, wow. There again, you could break it all down, you know, it depends on, Okay, I strongly agree, I guess, that they should be able to teach the history and include everything else that you mentioned in there. I mean, it's hard, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
This is going to be a good one for you. Oh, my goodness.
All right. I got another one. So what would you say from 0 to 10?
10 means I oppose, and 0 means what? that I don't apply. I strongly think that they should do that. Right?
Okay, yeah. You find it convincing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the next one. Now, working with diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates with different cultures.
Are you there? Are you there? Hello? Oh, my God.